Hi, and welcome back to Season 2 of the Big Book of New Testament Questions and Answers podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Kramer, and I'll be continuing our discussion on the Book of Romans. This New Testament epistle, or letter, was written by the Apostle Paul, one of the most outspoken followers of Christ. Let's pick up where we left off. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The question is, what does it mean to be in Christ and to not walk according to the flesh? The answer is, Paul has explained that we die to sin, Romans 6, verse 10, to the law, Romans 7, verse 4 and Galatians 2, verse 19, to the elemental spirits, Colossians 2, verse 20, and to the Lord, Romans 14, verse 8, but not to ourselves, Romans 14, verse 7. Death or dying has to do with the end of a relationship. When we're united with Christ through the activity of God's Word and Spirit, His death becomes ours, so that neither sin nor the law have any power to condemn us. The Word and Spirit also regenerate us spiritually, so that we're oriented and inspired to live and love as God intends us to. This is why the elemental spirits have no power over us. No one can sever himself from God Almighty, which is why Paul says we cannot die to ourselves. That is, we cannot simply check out or free ourselves from God and everyone else. See Psalm 10, 2 Peter chapter 3, and Revelation chapter 9. Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's, because apart from Christ, God's law still has power to condemn. And with Christ, the death of our fallen human nature releases us to complete and unobstructed union with Christ. See 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and Philippians chapter 1. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. The question is this referring to the resurrection at the end of times? The answer is, the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead will certainly raise us up at the last day, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 35 through 58. However, in this context, Paul is talking about the restoration of life even while we are in this time and in this fallen human nature. Paul explained earlier that once we have been baptized into Christ, the regenerate soul within begins to control the whole person so that our human nature, though contrary, is employed by God for the love of others in obedience to His will. See Romans chapter 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Galatians chapter 5, Colossians chapter 3, Jeremiah chapter 31, and 1 John chapter 2. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The question is, what does Paul mean by, you have received the spirit of adoption as sons? Does it simply mean that we have received the Spirit through Christ? The answer is, Paul is comparing the effect of the law with the work of the Holy Spirit. The law reveals and even strengthens the bondage of fallen human nature to sin, as Paul explained in chapter 7, verses 5 through 11. The Holy Spirit regenerates us by the Word of God, and therefore we are children of God and have His Spirit dwelling in us. See John chapters 1 and 3 and 1 John chapter 3. The Spirit comes to us from Christ through the Word of God and unites us with Christ. See John chapters 6, 14, and 8. The Holy Spirit regenerates us in the image of Christ to a life that freely and passionately loves others as we are loved. See Romans chapter 8, Colossians chapter 3, and 1 John chapter 4. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? The question is, why are there so many evil people in our world committing crimes against us? The answer is, people commit crimes for the same reason we all sin. This is the orientation of human nature since the fall. See Genesis chapter 6 and Romans chapter 3. The wisdom and power of God is demonstrated in the fact that God makes all things work together for our good, as Paul explained in verse 28. Through suffering, our fallen human nature learns invaluable and eternal lessons about itself and the consequences of opposing God's design for life. See Romans chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapters 4 and 5, 1 Peter chapter 1, and James chapter 1. On the other hand, we gain consciousness of and begin to realize the potential of our regenerate soul as we have cause to love our enemies. See Job chapters 1 and 2, James chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5, Acts chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, and 1 John chapter 5. Consider what would happen if God began to eradicate evil in the world, as many wish he would. Sooner or later, wouldn't God also have to destroy many people I care about? Wouldn't God have to destroy me? God is patient, not willing that any should perish. See Matthew chapter 13 and 2 Peter chapter 3. Romans chapter 8 verse 37. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. The question is, what does Paul mean when he says, we are more than conquerors? The answer is, this is the only place where this Greek word, hypernekao, occurs in the Bible. The prefix hyper intensifies the root word, meaning that the victory is absolute or complete. This is the case because the resurrection of Jesus Christ proves that he succeeded in taking away the sin of the world, and by doing so, saved us all from the power of sin, death, and the devil. Hebrews 2 verses 14 through 15. There is no undoing the redemption that Christ has accomplished for all. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Big Book of New Testament Questions and Answers podcast. I hope you've enjoyed the questions and answers we've been discussing today. For more helpful tools and a free Bible study guide, visit cph.org. Join me next week as we continue exploring the Book of Romans.